gonna be the top scorer in La Liga of all time. He's gonna, the guy's fucking.
Yeah, his Ronaldo's games played compared to that is crazy.
He's got in La Liga. He's got the same goals that Neymar and Messi have together.
Holy shit, that's crazy. Neymar and Messi are just starting to click.
Oh, and Juve played. Did you watch the Juve Roma match?
I just saw the score. Okay, Juve Roma, we'll talk a bit about that.
No, we don't have to talk about it. Serie A, but no, Rudy Garcia was played the violin on the sideline.
Cole was telling me.
Because Tevez, like a really soft penalty, he gets sent to this dance because he was going like this.
He said he didn't know the penalty area was so big at Juve.
Oh, because it was a handball outside. Todd on press conference told Tia said that he was.
Penalty box is too big.
No, because my con did kind of handle the ball, but it was outside the area.
Yeah.
And they gave it a penalty.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, welcome to another edition of We Call It Soccer. As always, I'm joined by Scotty Baum.
Yep.
Al Capo, Sebastian, and the German expert, my cousin Cole, will be sitting in for a bit. I just want to start off this podcast. I went out and bought some new Liverpool kits because I'm so happy that we beat West Brom. We're back. What an attack we had. We're back. Attack, as they were singing. But yeah, I was just really happy that we beat the Women's Basketball Association, as my dad was calling them, West Brom Albion. And before we start, I'd like to say I got a gift actually that we can both share. Look at that poster, Sebastian. I think it's something that you'll appreciate as much as me.
Oh God, get out of here.
Fernando Torres. Oh. Actually, the guy gave me the Torres poster. Because he's like, I don't think anyone will buy this. I'm like, we're at the face now. He's going to become one of our legends going back in time. So I'll take it. All right, I thought we're just watching the Best of Enemies documentary about Roy Keane and Patrick Vieira, about their battles with Arsenal and United in the 90s. So I just want to open up this podcast with a question. Who would you put in your team right now in the peak? Would you go with Roy Keane or would you go with Vieira, Scotty?
I'd probably go with Vieira in the midfield.
Yeah?
Just keep him there. Solid. No, can't get better than that, really.
You'd replace Tiote with Vieira?
Easily.
Who would you take in your midfield for Bayern?
Well, I wasn't really old enough to say that, but...
Yeah.
Say Keane.
Keane, yeah. Hard as fuck.
I completely agree.
Keane?
I love Vieira, and he's probably one of the greatest midfielders of all time. And like we said earlier, Arsenal still hasn't replaced him
after 10 years. Well, it's almost like Wenger, that's not the player he likes to get anymore. Anytime I was watching...
You don't have, like today, they don't have an anchor, man.
I know. If they have three players crowding one player in the ball, he just gives it up. He likes those tiny, fragile players. More injuries in the last 10 years than any other team has been to Wenger's Arsenal. Because he buys these small players that get injured. He's never replaced Vieira for whatever reason. It's almost like he doesn't like that kind of player.
But back to the question of Keane, because not only his spirit, his impairment, but just the passion. The guy would push his team to go to the next level. Even like that, you don't get that with everything. The guy was just...
I know. I love Keane. I still can't get over what he did by not joining Ireland in the World Cup. I have to go with Vieira, though. I just love him. I remember, actually, here's a story. When I was at the World Cup in 06 in Germany, there was these Coke cans with these players on the side. And I found a Vieira one, and it was him in a French jersey, like jumping. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep this with me. I was backpacking with two of my buddies. I kept it with me for a week and a half, and it started to leak, and I still kept the can, and my friends were getting so annoyed. Eventually, I went to go look for a hostel, and I came back, and we were all at each other's throats at this point. And my buddy had crushed the can and kicked it down, just destroyed the can. I fucking flipped on him, and the gypsies who were, watching us in the town square, we were in Italy at this point, and our Euro trip, we're wow, these guys are fucking crazy. I lost my shit over that can. I still don't forgive them to this day. But yeah, I like Vieira.
The can that got away.
But yeah, so that was interesting. But
let's do a Champions League round.
You guys want to start Champions League? All right, we're just talking. Before the podcast, we're just talking a bit about Ronaldo and Messi going after Raul's Champions League record, both on 68.
It will be broken.
Easily.
Unless, God forbid, both break their legs on the sun, which I would never want it to happen.
No, I know.
It's going to be broken by one of them, or both of them, actually. Also, we could break it this year.
Wait till Suarez starts opening up more defenses. Oh, Messi's going to score even more goals. No, seriously, when Suarez comes back, him and Neymar, it's going to give Messi so much. How do you mark those three?
People are learning how to play against Barca. Look what happened with PSG this week.
Yeah, but Suarez.
You can't pass and keep possession. You got to be direct about it, like you talked about. And PSG took the game to Barca, and look what happened, 3-2.
Yeah, no, David and I was Luiz. Saying that they out Barca. David Luiz, the geezer. Luiz showed his worth.
I love that.
He's clearly worth the 50 million. I'm so upset
he left. Like,
who are you more upset about, Lampard or Luiz?
Lampard, obviously. But Luiz was just a cult hero, man. I love the guy. The guy was ridiculous. He was amazing.
Yeah. Well, when you had him and Willian on the same pitch, their hair...
Too much afro, man.
For one club, too much afro.
But Bayern Munich struggled to beat CSKA Moscow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, CSKA Moscow could have tied or even won that game.
Yeah, it was close.
Was it Muller got the penalty kick to win it?
Yeah.
So what's your take on it? Did you watch the game?
Watched second half, but Götze was the one who went down in the box. But yeah. It was close.
Musa had so many chances. There were so many. If they could just get one target on goal, like nowhere was in trouble, man. Like,
yeah,
nowhere was in trouble. It was pretty.
What was Lewandowski playing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost scored. Scored an offside goal.
Did he? Yeah. What did you see? Just going to the Bundesliga, I want to touch on two things, but we won't spend time on it. But number one, Dortmund lost again. So now they have 7 points in seven games. They're doing worse than Liverpool this year. They're in like 15th or something.
Yeah.
And Bayern won 4-0 today, or yesterday. Lewandowski scored a brace in his celebration. He went into the crowd, grabbed a fan's phone, and did a selfie in the crowd. That is so cool. Yeah. Imagine that being on your phone. It's like Lewandowski's face and you in the crowd right behind him right after he scored the goal. That's one of the coolest celebrations.
But just to touch on that real quick, Dortmund is doing terrible in the Bundesliga, but they're killing it in the Champions
League.
They are. They're playing ridiculously.
It's almost like they're saving it for
night
Champions
and day.
League.
No, I don't understand what's going on.
Well, they're getting Royce back in a couple weeks.
Well, they have a lot of injuries too. Yeah. Like
Who else is out for
injuries?
Them?
They have a bunch of players out. Gundogan still hasn't come back. Sahin's still out.
And Kagawa's out of form.
Because he didn't play at all. No. So United didn't play. So he was completely out of fitness, even though he got a pretty nice assist.
Is Nuri Sahin in the starting squad for Champions League?
He's out. The defense, Piszczek, I think, is still out.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of defenders. Like, Hummels and Subotic are just starting to train again. Like,
really?
Ravage, man. They're playing Socrates and they're playing another young guy in the back.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess I got nothing to complain about with Sturridge being out there.
No,
you don't. But what's the next game? City and Roma. That tweet jinxing yourself. You don't challenge Totti, man. Did you see City challenge Roma?
City
it's
tweeted.
Like,
yeah.
Welcome to England. A pleasure to having you guys here. But the legend Totti's never scored in England, has he?
And did you see what
Roma
tweeted? Roma
says, "You never know," or something along those lines.
No, yeah, they said. Well, then they said.
They replied after the match.
When you guys come back, it'll be a pleasure to be hosting you in Italy. You've never won in Italy, have you? The City.
But they also, when they say that Totti never scored, it said you never know what will happen, and Totti scored one beautiful goal.
Beautiful chip, man.
38 years old, man. Became the oldest scorer in the Champions League.
Yeah, he passed Ryan Giggs. Yeah, that's something. That was a really, really good game. Both teams. I thought Roma came out of the gates. I'm watching it. I'm like, who are all these huge players that are playing for them? Like, complete for, well, Ashley Cole, but
Yang
then
Biwa,
you, yeah, yeah, Yang Biwa from Newcastle is over there. What's his name?
Gervinho's playing. Gervinho. Keita,
and Keita. I'm like, dude, what happened to Keita? He was over playing in China last year, and he came back, and he's starting for them.
But he's playing as a holding midfielder, and the guy has got great positional awareness.
Hey,
he's a pretty good player, man. And
he beat cancer. Right?
After the last two games, I honestly think that Roma's gonna pip City to the spot for
so this. Okay, let me ask you this. So if City don't make it out of the group, which is a real possibility, and Pellegrini still wins the title, does Pellegrini keep his job?
It's tough to call, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because honestly,
what about if they don't win the title? What if Chelsea wins the title?
Because the thing is that if they go third, they have Europa League, man. And that is helpful for everyone else in the title race because you don't want to be playing the Europa League at all.
Yes.
That's Thursday, right. If you have a game Saturday, that's a day's of rest. You need to even have a game on Sunday, that's 2 days of rest.
Yeah.
And the teams that play in the Europa League are all Russian Ukrainian teams where you have to travel.
Yeah. Oh, so honestly, no one likes the Europa League. No one, not even the Europa League.
No one wants to play Europa League because... Yeah. Especially because the FA is very, very.
You don't win much either.
No, you don't win much. Like,
well, although if you do win this year, you get a qualification to the Champions League.
The thing is that Man City has to win the next two matches against CSKA Moscow. If they don't win them, if they don't get 6 points from that, they should be aiming to go fourth because on the group, which is a disgrace. But I wouldn't want to play Europa League.
Okay, so but my question was Pellegrini, if. Okay, what about this? Matt, if they fail to win the title, do they sack Pellegrini?
I don't think they will.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that they won't either. It's like they want stability.
They stuck Mancini for 3 seasons. He won the first season, just won the FA.
Mm-hmm.
Lost the league by a bit. They won just the Premier League the second year. And the third year, they won nothing. They gave him 3 years to form a team, which he wasn't a very good management. I think Pellegrini's got the tactical nous to get City going.
Mm-hmm. No, and Toure is still only in second gear. He hasn't come up. But another player for Roma that was there is Maicon.
Oh, yeah.
He cannot defend. That penalty was a terrible penalty to concede. But he can attack up that right wing. Like, he's doing the same thing he's done for every club. Even with City. But anyway. Oh, another thing quickly. Roma's jerseys, I gotta say.
I'm buying one. Actually, Cole 3 in the back.
Yeah, it's Roma, gorgeous, they're beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Do you know that last year they made them in Italy instead of having them made in China? They don't have a shirt sponsor.
Well,
it looks like a beautiful polo.
It's made by their own, by the company.
Yeah,
Roma's club.
Roma makes it.
The club.
Yeah.
They have no sponsor whatsoever because they signed a deal with Nike or something.
Nike makes the jerseys.
For next season. Yeah. This season, Roma's making their own jerseys.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
That's why I want one. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, they're gorgeous, and the one thing is that you look with Italy, you think these like beautiful jerseys. Look at Napoli's; those denim ones are the most disgusting. Have you seen that? They have denim jerseys with two shirt sponsors on it. It's disgusting. So you go from one end to another end. Anyway, go on.
Next game is Paris Saint-Germain against Barca. Mm-hmm. New power versus established team.
Yeah.
Pretty good game.
PSG out Barca. Even though Barca had more passing and more a possession, I think that, like you were talking, people figure them out now. You got Xavi coming off the bench. I think it's nice that he's still there. And obviously Suarez will give another element in attack. But they were playing without Ibrahimovic. They put in a great... I watched the whole game and it was just... I call it like tiki-taka evolved because they did the tiki-taka, they did the passing, but in the final third, they went for it. They didn't pass sideways, didn't pass back. When they're in the final third, they went straight for goal, and you get the results.
One of the key players in that match was Cavani, man.
Yeah, and he's been slighted. A lot of people are saying he's shit.
Yeah, but the thing is that Cavani's not a regular striker. The guy is like, that's why I really wanted him at Chelsea like the last 2 years before we bought Costa, because the guy is... exactly what you would want from a Mourinho player. He tracks back and harasses every... like, if you watch him for Uruguay, you've seen him play right back at times, man. The guy runs all the way to the end of the right, chasing a player, and then goes back just to score.
Like Balotelli's doing for Liverpool.
Yeah. No, but, like, but no, Cavani, he was an excellent player for that match, and I'm very happy PSG... PSG's going to be... I'm going to call it. They're going to make it to the semis this year.
Yeah, I can really see that, actually. Yeah.
They got a solid squad. They need a better manager. I don't really think Laurent Blanc can take them to the level they want. They're struggling in League One.
They are.
They're 7 points behind Marseille.
Yeah.
So this year is do or die for Laurent Blanc, in my opinion.
Yeah. Ibrahimovic is having a movie made about him. I'd just like to throw that out.
Derek to Zlatan.
Yeah, it's his successful book, I Am Zlatan. He's actually pitching the movie rights. It's going to be a documentary about a young boy coming from Marmor. The slums and making it. I hope that hits our TV screen.
If anyone hasn't seen it, I suggest you go to YouTube and type Volvo commercial Zlatan.
Yeah.
And he's a Volvo commercial about made in Sweden. and he's like out in the Swedish mountains hunting and stuff. He's badass. Sick, sick commercial. Like literally, he's with like a so good, so good.
I would love to go hunting with Roy Keane and Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So Roy or Zlatan, so
only one person would make it back of those.
Zlatan would shoot them, and Roy would run after them with his bare hands and just take down like a hyena or something, or a gazelle rather. But yeah, that's
next,
funny.
Next break match,
break its leg. Its leg.
Next match of the next match for the Champions League was Apoel versus Ajax. Apoel stealing a point there.
Yeah, the Cyprus team, the Cypriot team.
And that kind of kills Ajax because Ajax would have had a chance to go for. I don't know. Probably didn't have a. They tied, managed to get a tie with PSG at PSG. Home, but
yeah.
By tying this, they basically give up two valuable points. But Ajax, so many youngsters, man. They're gonna be. We're gonna be talking about these players very soon. Right. They got a lot of great players, like that Anderson kid, and
they're just pumping it out there.
And that kid that's injured, Fisher. Those guys are fucking amazing.
Well, Ajax always does that. Right. In their youth system. We're saying if you, the perfect setup for a team would be Ajax youth system and Atletico scouting system.
For strikers, I will take the Porto Benfica
or Porto. Any okay, Scouts. Portugal striker or Portugal scouting or Athletic scouting with Ajax's youth system would be amazing.
Man, so many good players.
Or Southampton's youth system.
Southampton's got their own like their academy. I don't know where they pull all these kids from, man.
I'd like to see their youth teams play.
They have like a cloning machine somewhere. Like all these guys coming out: Chambers, Shaw, Ward-Prowse. All these kids, man, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we struggle against Sporting. Again, couldn't finish our chances.
I don't know.
Labor won 1-0 win. We could have. Rui Patricio pulled a ridiculous.
Rui Patricio, Sporting's goalkeeper, was named in the ESPN's Champions League Team of the Week, and yeah. And Mourinho had huge praise for him.
Absolutely, too. Mourinho went and swore at him. He's you want to show him you ruined our night and blah bleep 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 bleep. It's like I can't tell you what I said because I can't say it. But he went and complimented him and said that he ruined the night, and he did, even though he's.
Yeah.
Sherlock missed an open net. He stopped Diego Costa in the first minute.
So, if you guys sell Petracek, are you just going to go out in January and buy Patricia?
I know.
I saw him go down.
Conky.
I hope he's okay, man.
Yeah. Or we'll touch on that later when we get to the game.
Yeah, I hope he's all right. But next game.
Cause I think you need another third world-class goalkeeper on your bench.
Just another one.
Schalke, struggling too. I don't know what's going on with those guys. But
their whole back line's injured. That's why.
Howitz just came back and they have a lot of
The German international and they have the two good players, Huntelaar and Draxler. I love Draxler.
Meyer and Goretzka are gonna be incredible in the future too.
I wanna see I actually want to see Draxler in the Premiership. I think he'd be good.
I want to see Meyer, man. That kid's gonna be a superstar. He's
like
nice.
Max Meyer.
He's number 10. He's 18, 19 years old.
Right.
Reminds me of Godse.
Yeah.
It's really good. So they labor to a draw against Slovenian powerhouse Maribor. Maribor's got two ties now, man.
Maribor beats Celtic. I watched Maribor. I watched them for two legs when they qualified against Celtic. And they dummied Celtic.
Maribor, but they have more points than Shotgun Sporting now. So we can't take those guys.
Calling them Maramore, Bate, Champions
Bate
League.
Bate was. We'll get to that in a bit. In the next game, we got Donetsk and Porto. Porto coming back, two down, and Martinez grabbing a brace, keeping them in the group.
Was that in Portugal or was that?
That was in Ukraine slash not Donetsk because of that.
Yeah, where are they playing? I don't know.
Cyber war. So yeah. The commentators were talking about how much it would affect the players, seeing as you're not really playing at home. But
Talking about playing places, I gotta give mad credit to your Bayern fans. Did you see what they did? So they went to play when they played CSKA Moscow. It was behind closed doors. Because there's a suspension. There's one huge sky rise next to this open stadium, and the Bayern fans rented out the top of the sky rise so they can watch into the stadium from up top.
Wow.
So Bayern compensated all the fans who did that. They paid them for doing that. They didn't get paid to do it, but they were reimbursed.
Free
Bayern saw it doing
free party night.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Talk about being clever. That's like,
talk about being a true fan.
Yeah.
That's like if you like really want to see the Blue Jays in Rogers Center, you just go in the CN Tower and peek in.
And then you have the shocking defeat of
Madrid under, or Bilbao. Sorry, yeah.
We got mastered by Bate.
Mate.
Good masturbate.
They were masturbates. Like I always say, my favorite Belarusian auto workers, my favorite auto workers union team. I can't think of another that I love as much as them.
That was probably, for me, the second toughest group in the Champions League. And yeah. Athletic Club were supposed to put up a bigger fight than that. And
I think they got a result against Liverpool a few years ago when we played them.
They knocked out Manchester United from the Europa League 2 seasons ago.
Mate?
No, Athletic Club.
Oh, I'm talking about Vata. And
Vata beat Bayern Munich last season?
Last season.
Really?
Yeah, away. Absolutely, over in their group.
Wow.
They're not bad. Yeah. They're not bad.
Well, they live under a dictatorship, so if they don't perform, you know what happens.
Zenit tied Monaco, which was a pretty entertaining game. I managed to watch it.
Was it at Monaco or in Russia?
Zenit.
Yeah.
Early kickoff noon. Versus Russia.
I wonder if Monaco could even fill their stadium if that game was going on. Not because that's not a good match, but Monaco's stadium is pathetic. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Like, they have, 10 fans run down to, the player when he scores. It's just, they have a good history. Dude, I don't Monaco's understand why they don't have, great fans.
They produced Henri, back in the day, came from Monaco.
They went to the Champions League final. They're a team that Mourinho won.
With Porto.
Beat Porto in 2003. Champions League, yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Deco.
Oh, Deco, yeah. I used to have him in my FIFA 05.
Mamo beat Olympiacos, no, very entertaining upset. The Swedish champs beat...
That's funny, because Olympiacos put up... What was their game? They did really well before, didn't they?
Olympiacos are... I would expect them to do better. That's why...
They won their game before. Who did they play?
Didn't they play Atletico?
Yeah, they
beat... Olympiacos played Atletico, yeah.
Yeah, but Atletico.
Greek champions. That's the only group with all champions in their group.
No, Olympiacos played, and they beat Atletico Madrid.
Yeah. That's the only group with every team in there are league champions.
Yeah.
Juve.
And they all have 3 points.
Yeah.
All of them.
Juve, champions of Italy, Olympiacos, champions of Greece, Atletico, champions of Spain, and Maribor, champions of Sweden.
Olympiacos beat Atletico Madrid, Juventus beat Malmo, Malmo beat Olympiacos, so Atletico Madrid beat Juve.
Yeah.
All of them
have
3 points. All of them win or loss. Then you got, of course, Atletico Madrid beating Juve by an Arda Turan goal. I love that guy.
I love Turan. So does he still have his beard that he had last year?
I'm not sure, but last year
he looked hard as fuck.
Majestic beard.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
He played great.
It was like a young Roy Keane.
Second leg against Chelsea, he played great.
Yeah.
And then you got Basel beating Liverpool 1-0.
Yeah.
All right. I watched this match, and even Gerard came out afterwards and said they didn't even try hard enough. And Balotelli, disappointed that, he's still tracking back and everything, but we couldn't attack and we couldn't defend. We couldn't, another goal off of a set piece, thank you, I think. It was just pathetic. We didn't have anything going forward. Sterling looked lost. Markovic, I don't know why he started. He was out of his depth. Ballo didn't do anything for me. We're in trouble now. Liverpool are in trouble. We need to get points we need to get something from Real now. We have the next two games against Real Madrid. I'm shitting my pants for it. But hopefully we get Alan and Sturridge back.
I don't see you guys getting a point out of those two games.
At Anfield, I think we could get a draw.
I don't think so.
With Sturridge back, I think we can.
Even with Sturridge back, though, man, just think about it. I think we might be able to get a tie, maybe squeak a win against Real Madrid. You guys, I don't think you guys have a chance.
Hey, well, you got to be hopeful, man. Come on. We just beat West Brom, all right? I'm on a high.
You got BBC, James, and Tony Cruz just. Top five, that gives me a nervous attack because Ronaldo, the best player in the world at the moment. Then you got Bale on the other wing, no slouch. Then you got Benzema, who tracks back and fucking is one of the greatest deep lying forwards.
He's been unfairly slighted. He does so much.
You got James Rodriguez behind that, and you got Modric spraying balls with Toni Kroos. You could have two defenders, and they will outscore you any day of the week. Mm-hmm. Scary thought. I'm so happy I don't have
it. And Gerard doesn't have the legs to keep up with him, which I'm afraid.
I think at the Bernabeu, you guys are going to get...
I don't even know if I'm going to watch that.
No, you go on. What I wasn't going to say is you guys got to watch your goal differential.
If we go two down, I'm turning off.
I'm saying you guys got to watch your goal differential because that's going to come into play against Basel and Gudurets. I'm double game. Gudurets. Getting a goal against Real Madrid at
home. They were up 1-0 and Ronaldo had to resort back. He missed a penalty. He had to resort back to his diving. I thought he was over this. I thought he was over his diving. It was disgusting.
They got shell-shocked, man. Like, really, I don't even know what's going on. These guys scored against you guys. He could score against Real Madrid. Ludogorets. Ludogorets, man. Good final.
I came up with a little rap about Ludogorets when we when they scored. I was I just gotta find it here. It was to the tune of Ludacris, and you know what song was like? Watch out, my outfit's ridiculous. Walking the club so conspicuous. I made a rap for it, and I gotta find it. But keep going, and I'll find it.
And you got Bayer Leverkusen, who I was hoping would do better in the Bundesliga.
I thought they were gonna do well.
But... I know Bayern Munich is obviously gonna win number one, but I see Leverkusen, Mönchengladbach, and Dortmund fighting for the.
I found my rap that I wrote for Ludacris when they were playing Liverpool. All right, to the tune of Ludacris. Get it? Ludacris. Watch out, this outfit's ridiculous. Running all around the pitch so conspicuous. Wow, they match in Liverpool style. Well, it's the squad that cost only 300,000.
Yeah.
Well done, well done.
Team, man. Thank you. No one's heard of.
Thank you. No problem. They can put it over their PA. They can play that far.
Then Benfica's basically, I would say, are knocked out of the Champions League, seeing as they haven't won any other games.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. I thought Benfica, a good Portuguese team, they won the title last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They won it quite well, and Leverkusen beat them 3-1.
They made it to the Europa League final last year.
Fucking signing, that guy's incredible.
What?
Hakan Kalnagel, that Turkish dude. He's so good.
Well, Benfica made it to the Europa League final last year and lost to Sevilla, didn't they?
Pardon me?
Did Benfica make it to the final and they lost Sevilla?
Yeah, and they lost to Chelsea the year before that.
And then we signed two players. We signed Moreno from Sevilla, and then we signed Markovic from Benfica. That's why Markovic couldn't play in the Champions League matches, because he was suspended for that red card for fighting in the stands in the final.
Then you have our Arsenal, Welbs, with the hat trick against Sevilla.
They call him Wele now. Have you seen it? They merged Welbeck's face on the Pele's body. It's called Wele.
That's pretty funny, but.
And the comparisons to Henry, alright, like, give a fucking break right now.
Oh, no, fans are fickle. Like, you score a hat trick, you're a hero. You don't score a next game, you should be sold.
Okay, well,
he had a great game. Arsenal played great, but it is Galatasaray.
They haven't had a great striker for a long time.
I would say judge Galatasaray when teams are going over to fucking Turkey.
Yeah, their fans are insane.
Welcome to hell, man. That stadium is scary.
When Gallo were playing away last year, I can't remember where it was. It might have been at Stamford Bridge. I don't know, I can't remember. But they're playing away, and their fans were trying to dig under the outside fence to get in with their hands.
Man, they're
crazy.
Turkish fans are incredible. That I would... That would be one of those teams I want to go to.
I'd want to go.
The atmosphere is ridiculous.
I'd love to go to a Gala and Fenerbahce match. The right across the Europe and Asia fight right there over the.
They have that. That's one of the scariest out there of derbies in Turkey.
Oh, that'd be insane.
But what did Chesney get sent off again in the Champions League match? Ospina comes out. He gets a couple of chances against.
Wait, Chesney got sent off. I didn't see that.
Completely missed the ball, tackled one of the players, and.
Yeah. So was that a straight red?
It was a straight red, yeah. Goal scoring opportunity. He came out of the box and tackled Burak Yılmaz.
So they're without Chesney for three matches for the rest of the group stage.
Is it one match or three matches for?
Three, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's straight red, it's three matches for.
Yeah. Two yellows.
So without Chesney, and Ospina's gonna get to play. So good for him.
Oh, wow. Who's that? Where did they get Ospina from?
They got him from a French team, I think Nice, I believe.
Okay. And is he supposed to be a good young goalkeeper or what?
He's the Colombian guy,
Oh, that's where I remember his name.
He's not very old. He's not very young. He's 26. Yeah, but they got him from Nice, yeah.
All right. Well, he's played in the World Cup. He's got some experience.
He's not bad. He's obviously makes his couple errors.
Man, there's a lot of
world class, but he's very good.
There's a lot of you people in Europe now.
And Dortmund crushing Anderlecht. They were up at the third minute. Chinji Kagawa with a beautiful pass to Ciro Immobile. And then Ramos and Ercolombi grabbing a brace.
Do you know that Kagawa is top 10 jerseys sold in the world? He's number 8 or something? Really? Number 8 or 7? Because the Asian market.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as he went to Man United.
Yeah. Immobile got called up to the Italian squad, and Balotelli was left out for the international week.
Well, Immobile's been playing great, man.
Yeah. And Pella got called up, too, from...
For France?
No, he's Italian.
Oh, Pella's Italian?
Yeah.
Oh,
really? He got called up in place of Balotelli for play a Southampton goal-scoring machine.
He's got four or five
goals.
He's got four. Because he didn't score. They lost to Tottenham today.
Oh, yeah. Out.
Beautiful goal by Eriksen, by the way. Which we can talk about.
Yeah. Well, Eriksen and Chadli bounced me, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, he has four goals, yeah.
Yeah, and Mourinho has five. Mourinho, who sounds like playing for West Brom, who sounds like he should be Brazilian, but he's English.
Saito Berahino's got five.
Berahino and...
Uloa's got five.
And Sacco has four.
Sacco's got four.
And some guy.
Chadli's got four. Jelovic's got four. Cisse's got four.
Yeah. Oh, I call...
Jay Smith on fire, too. He scored a beautiful header save.
I'd like to call that last podcast, I called Jelovic scoring a brace, but he still scored, so that's good. I'll take that as a point. Oh,
but let's talk about the top scorer. Because
I don't, it doesn't really make sense.
We all know who the beast is.
All right, next game.
Let's start with WPL.
WPL, yeah, all right, let's start.
I didn't watch any of the games Saturday because of work, so I don't know if any of you guys did. So you might help me out there. Match. But you got Hull City 2-0. I don't know if anyone watched the game.
Who were they playing?
Hull City was playing Crystal Palace. Diame and Jelovic with the goal.
Yeah.
Didn't get too much of it. I didn't watch the game. So.
No, I actually didn't see much of that either. But a good result for Hull. Crystal Palace, I thought that they would have... I mean, Hull is picking it up now. If he got Jelovic scoring, that's really good for them. Crystal Palace starting to slide a little bit there.
They're 2-2-3. Hull City's 2-3-2. Yeah. Still early in the league, but... Two teams that will be fighting for mid-table, and then you got
the Hull Tigers. Do you know the story behind that?
No.
So Hull got bought, and who was it? Some Asian guy that bought them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wants to call them the Hull Tigers because tiger is like a lucky animal in China.
No, for brand, they said it for marketing purposes.
And for marketing purposes, but it's also
that
like
was
a lucky
easier to a market.
Yeah, so they want to call them the Hull Tigers, and there's this huge protest.
The fans, the fans
don't want to be called Hull Tigers because that sounds like a North American.
Oh, yeah.
The Hull Tigers?
Hull City.
Yeah, Hull City. Let it go.
And then you got Leicester and Burnley, the two promoted teams, fighting it off.
Yeah.
2-2. Ended up at 2-2. I was following the life ticker. Apparently it was a very interesting game.
Well, Leicester, what you just said, what's that guy's name? Plays for Leicester. He's got five goals this season, four or five.
Yeah, Uloa.
Uloa, yeah. So that's
Barty,
pretty amazing.
Barty, who's played quite well. And you got Mahrez, who's had a pretty solid game against Chelsea, I remember. Scoring, getting on the scoring sheet.
Were we
well.
All wrong on this one? We all guessed the Leicester win, right?
Oh, I think we all, we were all wrong. I completely forgot our predictions.
I know, we got to go back and check them out. No, I didn't know.
You said you were going to.
I know.
We haven't.
I know. And I think I did good, too.
Just get all these.
I think I did good.
Then obviously we're gonna go to your famous win over West Bromwich Albion.
All right, well we'll touch that. Let's go through the teams that we are not our teams. And
oh,
we'll
absolutely.
Go in depth into
so
the
we'll
other
go
teams.
Over to Sunderland beating Stoke City 3-1, which is terrible because Begovic is in my fantasy
Stephen
team.
Fletcher.
God damn it!
2 goals and assists, Stephen Fletcher.
Fletcher,
I know.
Wow,
coming
good
back,
for him.
Man. You know, he's always been a pretty good scorer.
Yeah,
but he's just been injured the last two seasons.
Scotland's great hope.
And Wickham, man. Kit's not going to be solid, very key part.
He had a slow start to the season. I'm glad Wickham. He scored against City last year. I remember he scored the brace, and I thought we were going to win the league because he came back and tied City last year with Connor Wickham brace, and I'm glad to see him back goal scoring.
Guy,
he's a good player.
The guy's a very English forward, heavy built, fast, quick, can hold up the ball, and can pitch in with.
I'm afraid of playing Sunderland right now. Like,
it might help with the party side. So we'll skip the Swansea game, and then we'll go to Aston Villa and City. City leaving it late, scoring 2 goals in the last 10 minutes of the game. Yeah, Tour with a thunderbolt. Benteke came back. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously not match fit. Trying to get him back into the game. Yeah, Tour's goal outside the box. What a howitzer. And then you get Sergio Aguero doing what Aguero does.
Yeah, Aguero, he's got 5 goals too.
But Aston Villa, again, parking the bus, obviously. I don't blame them.
Nope.
Playing a top team. Got to play defensively. They held out City. They almost could
They look completely bounce. Different from the Villa that played us.
They play on the counter as well. They play on the counter. They press you guys more. But
they pressed
the
us more.
The physicality of cities.
Yeah, you can't press against Fernandinho and Toure. You can't do it. Especially they'll dominate the midfield.
They'll just run three.
Yeah. I know. And I thought with Benteke coming back, they could get a better result. I mean, he was subbed in on the 60th minute, so he did play all game.
He's still not match fit. He hasn't played like 5-6 months already. Didn't expect him to do much.
Yeah.
Happy he's back. He's a great striker, very entertaining.
I'm glad that when Fernando came on, Fernandinho was already taken off, so I didn't get confused. Two big black guys, Fernando and Fernandinho.
And then I got the games I've watched today. I watched all of them except Spurs and Southampton. United 2-1. All
right.
Falcao opens up his scoring. Yes, he opens United, up his scoring. But obviously represent. Love that guy.
Yeah.
Beautiful movement. Di Maria showing that he's going to be one of the best players in the Premier League this year.
Yeah.
Wonderful goal.
Through his translator, he said De Gea should have a man of the match or be sharing
it
with
him. Which I agree.
Yeah. Saves a Baines.
That's my Dare to Slatan moment.
Dare to Slatan. De Gea's
performance today against Everton was the kid was that in the last 10 minutes he made like 3 wonder saves. Blackett blocks the goal. Then he gets a little finger out of a shot outside the box. Gets down, saves another shot. Martinez couldn't even believe what was going on. He thought he was going to get a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Saves the penalty.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw's penalty. And first goalkeeper to deny Leighton Baines.
Really?
Off the penalty spot.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Di Maria killing it. Mata set him up for a beautiful first goal. Howard had a very nice save of a Di Maria free kick, dipped it over after last week's debacle. And what do you have next?
No, last week he played well against us.
Yeah, but he left a pretty easy free kick last week or something.
Against Steven Gerrard?
Yeah.
That wasn't... that was a great free kick.
Pretty far out, though. He should have saved it.
I don't know. I think Gerrard totally had that. But United stopped Everton from... Shut up. United stopping a last-minute goal. I guess yet Jagielka wasn't there to pop up and to save some points.
Bonucci did it this week.
Yeah.
He stole his powers.
I think... United just scraping it out there. I think it's huge to build on the confidence. They're in fourth. Yeah. Like I said, I'm fucking scared of them. I think they are. They're playing without Rooney. They got Mata in the role. And I actually think emotionally that United fans were they were pissed to see Rooney gone, their captain. But I think logically they were happy to see what will happen without a Rooney in their team. Let's see what Mata can bring without Rooney. We were talking about Roy Keane. They don't have that leadership in that team. Who's your leader? Rooney's not that leader. He's a petulant little...
De Gea is probably the biggest leader that comes to mind.
Yeah.
De Gea.
But out in the outfield, though, they don't have anyone commanding them. I mean, I'm sorry, Van Persie is not that.
Half the team is new, though. Half the team is new, basically.
Yeah.
You got youngsters coming in.
Phil Jones.
Phil Jones one day can maybe be that.
Phil Jones maybe one day. I'd see De Gea taking maybe the armband or... Because De Gea, he's gotten very well settled. He's one of the top three. He's, for me, the top three, the third best goalkeeper in the league. Obviously, Chelsea tinted glasses. The first two are Chelsea.
Should be playing for Spain.
I agree. You have completely won. I've been saying it for a year now. I've been saying after his first season where he struggled. And last season, he was incredible for United. Even though they finished seventh. But he.
If you were picking Spain's keepers tomorrow, would you have De Gea?
De Gea number one.
No question. Who would you have two?
Reina.
I was going to say Pepe Reina.
Yeah,
not Casillas? I was
going to say that too.
Number three, Casillas. Diego Lopez.
You wouldn't even put Casillas there at all.
He's had his time.
I don't know.
Maybe at almost a third goalkeeper for experience, but honestly, last year he proved that...
What about if they win the Champions League again?
He was the reason they almost got knocked out.
True.
They almost lost the final. And... He's a great goalkeeper. I just feel that last 2-3 seasons he's declined quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't put Buffon in top 5 anymore. I wouldn't. In the world?
No.
He was an incredible goalkeeper, but I wouldn't put him in top 5 anymore. Neuer, for me, Neuer is the best goalkeeper in the world right now.
Neuer.
Best, hands down.
His distribution is insane, too.
And he's the craziest fucking
sweeper keeper.
No. He's the sweeper keeper, yeah. He comes out to half.
Yeah.
And he's very, obviously, he gets one wrong every once in a while, but the one he gets right. When you got this fucking huge fucking 7-foot German coming at you, he puts you off, and he's incredible.
He's like the Dominic Hasek of football. Dominic Hasek, he's just skate out of his crease and throw out the ball. Yeah.
He's very good. But, So they have, obviously, with a man of the match performance. Then we have a West Ham Queen's Park Ranger games, which was quite entertaining, actually.
Okay, I didn't see that either.
I watched the West Ham continuing to change up their style. They're playing a more pressing game. They dominated possession. They dominated chances.
They got an own goal right away. Gabriel
Sacco, obviously, was the cause of the own goal by Unuoha. Then he decided to get himself in the score sheet and scored a beautiful header. QPR
are going
still,
down.
Still hasn't got, they're not.
Liverpool have QPR next after the international break. Yeah. I am so happy.
To be honest, they had a pretty, they could have tied it, even won it. Charlie Austin had several chances.
Charlie Austin's a solid little player.
But Bobby Zamora got introduced. He made some.
Bobby Zamora. Wow, that's a name.
Tarat's still playing there.
Tarat.
Didn't influence too much. But
well, Tarat, like, I listened to a podcast. I think it was the Football Ramble, and they're talking about if Felix McGath had a coach Tarat, Tarat would be so scared because he's never sweat before. He'd be like, what is that?
Well, it's true. Like, even the commentators were saying he's quite tricky. He's a good dribbler.
He's a dribbler, but he doesn't
but
run.
He doesn't defend for anything.
He gets his paycheck and he...
Well, I'm not going to say, because I don't know the guy, but on the field, he doesn't commit too much to defending.
Yeah.
And I honestly, the QPR hasn't glued well.
No, I don't see him staying up right now.
Tony Fernandes doesn't look too happy. They're rooted to the bottom of the table for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, they got us next. We got Sturridge coming back to play against them. There's no way they get 3 points there. Or 8 points.
Right now, it's not looking good. They just don't look like they want to play. Like, they were so... Just for the 15 minutes after DAS, when they started the second half of their break, they looked lively. After that, it was just pretty quiet and slow. And, well, Sam Allardyce is changing the team. West Ham is playing very well right now.
West Ham are tied with Liverpool, Arsenal, and Aston Villa on 10 points. So West Ham are in 7th on goal difference.
They're a team to watch, man.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Big Sam has definitely done something because he was in probably the top five for getting sacked this year before the season started, just based on West Ham.
People were saying that he was going to get sacked because the board said that they wanted a more attacking because West Ham played like old English football. You know,
yeah, the long ball.
19th century, as Mourinho would say it. But now they're playing a more pressing, attacking game and they have the players to do it. You got Downing, who's had a renaissance. You got Sacco. You got Valencia, who's playing incredibly
Leonard
well.
Valencia, yeah.
Cresswell, that kid is freaking good.
I think Valencia's
back is really good.
Yeah,
Cresswell's gonna be going to a top team either at the end of the season or the next season.
Yeah, you got Noble, who's a solid midfielder.
Zarate also in a renaissance, playing well.
Yeah,
that sounds.
I think Enner Valencia is playing well just because, you know, he thought it was like Green Street Hooligans. He thought that was his impression of West Ham before he got here. He said in an interview. So I think he got here and he realized there's no one that's going to fight him after the match. So he's just like, okay, I can relax and
he
play
got a
football.
Standing ovation today. He ran up the field, up left, pressing back and forth. He was all over.
Good.
Very, very good performance. And they got West Ham's got Burnley and then City next. And I wouldn't... They're playing City at home. I could see them taking
a point
off
of
the champions, and that's it. We got the Spurs Southampton game. I didn't watch that one as well.
So Chadli and Eriksen again combining, turning into one of the most formidable partnerships in the league.
Chadli's got 4 goals.
Chadli's got 4 goals. Eriksen's got to have 3.
Hit the post today.
Yeah, he's got Chadli's going to have an England call up. He's got to.
Chadli's building, man.
He's Belgian?
Yeah.
So he's got to have a Belgian call against England.
How long has he been living
in England? I thought Chadli was English.
Master Chadli is Belgian. But he's going to beat out De Bruyne and Morales and Hazard. Hazard's playing gorgeous.
Oh, Hazard was magical to watch today. Chambers had his hands full against him, man.
That run for the penalty was gorgeous. But let's go back to Spurs and Southampton and we can talk about that.
Okay, well, Southampton kept off the score sheet. I think... Tottenham getting some confidence back at home, which is huge. This was a huge win for Tottenham. They needed this. They really needed this at White Hart Lane. I think they're coming off the momentum of that 1-1 against Arsenal. And I think Pochettino's just playing his old team and said he knows them. Like, he knows that they're playing the same kind of style, playing very well. You know, so if anyone knew how to play against him, it would be Mauricio Pochettino.
Big win for him against his former club too.
Yeah. You got players trying, like they're just giving it their all. I mean, like you look at the yellow cards here, Lamela, Kabul, like they were running.
Adebayor's playing well again.
Adebayor, yeah. He also has the nicest flow in the league. Shout out for that.
They got sitting 2 weeks after they
tried. Although Southampton brought on their huge signing, Shane Long. Did they sign him for 16 mil or something 12, stupid? 12, 12, 12, pounds, 12 pounds, 13, 12, something?
12 million pounds, yeah.
For Shane Long.
Did you guys watch the game?
I watched parts of it.
Did you hold it off?
Well, it was hard to watch because here in Canada, TSN just decided to cut in and cut out whenever they wanted. So I didn't really get to watch a whole lot. Plus, it was going on.
That's one of the teams. That's one of the players I'm really interested in this season, Lamela.
Yeah, I like watching Lamela's resurgence. But that was also at the same time as your Chelsea were playing. And that was the game I wanted to watch.
All
right. Let's get into that. So let's hear your take on it as the Chelsea thing, and then I'll tell you what I...
It was a pretty entertaining game. It was pretty physical. There could have been, I think, if...
Arsenal came in the gates pretty well.
In another day, could have been 3 red cards that game.
Mm-hmm.
Both managers sent to the stands. Just a little...
Could have. Arsene Wenger
got into Mourinho's area, pushed him around.
Pushed him, yeah.
And
you know what? I never liked Mourinho. I also don't like Wenger, but I bought into that media bias. You got to say it. There's a media bias against Mourinho. Like
you were, when we were talking this morning, you said that you didn't like him because of what he said for Wenger. But Wenger last year started it. He said that Mourinho was scared of winning the title. That's why he wasn't saying that we were favorites, which he said, you know, called us little horses, blah, 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 the whole season.
And Mourinho said he's a specialist in
failure. But then Wenger said, he's just plain saying that because he's scared of winning. He's saying that to a coach who's won 2 Champions Leagues and won 4 titles in 4 different leagues.
Yeah.
Wenger, honestly, and he called him a specialist in failure, and everyone thought that was out of line. Wenger started.
Well, I was looking up in the history of this Mourinho-Wenger rivalry.
Warrior.
I am, man. It's so much. No, it's the drama.
That's what Mourinho called him a couple.
I know. So, well, it all started, actually, in August 05, and Wenger started it all off. He took a swipe at Mourinho, and... it just went on from there, tit for tat. So Wenger did start it overall in 05. In 05, that's almost 10 years of hatred.
They don't like each other.
They hate each
other. They do
not
like each other.
They didn't shake hands.
But they didn't do it last season either.
Yeah, but they didn't even pretend to almost go and shake hands.
No, they
went straight down the tunnel.
They just left, and then after the press conference, Wenger said, tried to play it off. He said, oh, I was just going to go check on my Alexis Sanchez. That's why I went in and this person confronted me.
Mm-hmm.
No, you went into Mourinho's tactical area. I know I'm being biased right now. I apologize.
Okay, but this is one thing I didn't like. You said that the commentator was being... Who's commentator?
He was pretty neutral. Danny Mills.
Danny Mills. So,
former right back for... I don't know.
I know that. Anyway... He said, actually, I don't think it was him, it was the other commentator, said that, John Champion, said that that he likes to see that fight from Arsene Wenger. When Arsene went up and pushed Mourinho, he said he likes to see that feistiness from Wenger. Okay, you turn that around and it's Mourinho doing that to Wenger, then he's vilified. That's the media bias that I'm talking about.
That's the thing, though, I read the media bias with a pinch of salt. I'm a Chelsea fan. We are at the end of every joke and every insult, so I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to open people's eyes and say, you know, it's not always how the media portrays it.
Mm-hmm.
Mourinho actually was very, very humble and honorable what happened. He said, oh, it's a football game. Stuff happens. I've done worse things before.
Mm-hmm.
Eye gouge, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to defend him for it. It was terrible.
Eye gouge
in real time. He was very humble and said, you know, I've done stupid things before. I don't hold it personally.
I didn't know this, but do you know that when they beat them 6-0 last year, that Mourinho didn't shake his hand because he went down to call
his
wife. He went to go call his wife and tell him what the scoreline was. It was 6-0.
That was his excuse. But this, you saw, there's that blood between the two of them.
But actually, it's kind of weird because I do agree with what the commentator was saying about Wenger, because you don't see him. It's almost like sometimes he's disinterested.
Well, I understand why Wenger did that.
So I do, because the players, Corzola was standing there watching them do that. Your players watch what's happening. They're watching Wenger stand up and go and fight Mourinho.
People were going at it, man. Wilshere was telling John Terry off.
Yeah, Wilshere.
Gary Cahill, the reason the whole Mourinho-Wenger incident happened was Cahill's challenge.
Tackle,
which could have been a red.
Could have been a red, but then Welbeck's could have been a red at the end,
Welbeck's, no, Welbeck's couldn't have been a red. Welbeck's
was a red.
Yeah. Straight up. There was no
Two-footed challenge, intent to injure.
And to the...
They didn't say the game was over. I understand there's no need to send them off.
But a red's a red. It doesn't matter if it's in the first or the 89th minute.
I agree, but saying Kerry Cahill could have gotten sent off, that's why I'm saying Welbeck should have gotten sent off as well. It was a red, but there's the two red cards right there. Chambers could have gotten sent off if there's second yellow
against Hazard. On the outside of the penalty box, he could have had Sherlock a second and yellow. Hazard. Yeah. Hazard kept... did you see the match?
No, I saw parts of it.
Okay, well, Hazard kept Chambers occupied all day. Chambers looked out of his depth. Like, he just...
Hazard embarrassed Pablo Zabaleta. I have a GIF on my phone of him making Zabaleta fall down on the floor.
Really?
With dribbles. So, like, I knew we were going to attack that side because Chambers is obviously a young player. He's very good, but...
He's suspended now. Five yellow cards.
Yeah, he's got five yellow cards in seven games.
So. Yeah.
He made a huge step up from Southampton to Arsenal.
Yeah.
And he's going to play at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting cut out. He doesn't have to... He's going to get there, but he's a young player. I rate him. He's going to be quite good.
Jack Wilshere looked like, I was saying, he looked like a little English pit bull running around the pitch today.
You get into the Terry thing going up to the referee, trying to get people sent off. Every team does that. Come on, guys. Every team does it.
I was just saying that it is classless for the captain to go up and be yelling, asking for a red card. I don't think Gerard would do it.
Company does it. Everyone does it, man.
Gerard doesn't do it. Well, I don't think he does as much. That's my bias. But I agree. It happens everywhere. But I think, though, that's something I'd like to see. They tried to stamp it out with that, and I think the rest should start doing it. Just hand out yellow cards. Anyone that comes up to you to challenge you, hand a yellow card.
The thing, though, is that kind of ruins the game, though, because then every player that does that is going to be, can't play because they're going to be afraid of making a tackle. Like, that's why when after Chambers got his yellow, he basically couldn't do much. Every time Hazard, he couldn't commit because...
Yeah. Hazard went down to the left side and put that low cross in because Chambers could not get close to him.
That's why Hazard kept going because Chambers...
No, I'm talking about when they come up and confront the referee after.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, but that changes the game, and I'm saying because it changes how the players play because they can't commit. They can't... One tackle and you're off, right? So I don't agree with that. I think that only the captain should be allowed to come talk to the referee.
Yeah, let the captain.
That's what I always say.
It.
I don't like how players. And I know Chelsea does it all the time.
Yeah,
but what I do want to talk about is the concussion rules, man.
This Thibaut is tough. So Thibaut Courtois goes in and gets run over by
Sanchez.
Sanchez, yeah. He stays down for a bit. First, it looked like he was out cold.
I thought he was. I was so scared.
Yeah, and you guys have history. Petr Cech wearing his helmet.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's a sore spot, man. It's a sore spot.
As soon as that happened, I'm like, oh my God, not Stephen Hunt again. Oh, Stephen Hunt all over again.
But is he the guy who fouled Cech?
Yeah, he fractured. He almost killed Cech.
Cech, yeah.
Fractured his skull.
Post?
Need him right in the face after Cech got the ball. Oh.
So anyway, so Thibaut Courtois goes down. One of the best keepers in the world. You got Cech coming off the bench to a standing ovation. Big Pete, as you call him.
Come back. Yeah, Bill, but I want to talk, what do you guys think about the concussion rules? Like, should the FA be changing this, or like...
Okay, what is it right now? Because isn't it, though, if they have to... Don't they focus on it more now? Like, doctor...
The thing is that they say the doctors call it, but, like...
How much can you do when...
But you're asking the doctors of the team, of your team, to check on them. And obviously, the player says he's okay...
Yeah,
and your
team doctors are going to let him keep playing unless it's something really serious.
Well, and the match is still going on. Yeah. You're on the pitch. It's not like you're in an office.
Mm.
I agree, but then the cynic of me says then players will start using that, like going down, and if they want to like stop a game, and then they have to go off, and then they can get subbed back on if they're okay. Tough call.
The thing is, let's say, yes. No, but I'm just saying, this is just with head injuries. Head injuries should not be played around with. Like mm-hmm.
And this day and age, we're picking up on head injuries in any sport. Yeah. NHL has had a long struggle with it. The NFL has had a long... The NFL's got a big thing with head injuries.
Yeah.
And we see it now. And I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast a lot. And they talk about... there's a doctor that says that soccer players are actually some of the most susceptible to head injuries. And you wouldn't think about it. But literally, if you're driving a car and it stops... And you go forward and kind of hit your head, it can cause depression. It can stop the melatonin and serotonin in your brain from working. Your testosterone goes down. Like we're learning more and more. So it's this thing in football that the culture is finally starting to come around to it. And I think something else has to be done about it.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I honestly think that the best solution would be for the FA to have a neutral doctor.
Neutral doctor.
One neutral doctor.
Yeah, it's like they can't afford
game.
It. Yeah.
Every game. One neutral doctor who has no allegiance to any of the teams,
yeah.
just like the referee. Mm-hmm. And if a head injury happens, it's up to the doctor's discretion if the player should stay or not. Lloris happened last year. Lloris got a concussion during the game.
Yeah.
Kept playing.
Fiori Leeds.
Kramer and the World Cup final. The World Cup final. The guy was out.
He was
The guy didn't know where he was. Yeah, I saw the interview. He's like, oh, he wasn't even sure if he was playing the World Cup final.
Really? Mascherano? No idea. Mascherano, same thing.
So like after...
Mascherano's had like two concussions on the field.
After Courtois went down and they did the sub one. I don't know. Like... I just think that the rules should change, especially maybe make a special medical substitution if teams are worried about using their substitutions.
Yeah.
But it's just about the player's well-being, man.
It is, but the cynic of me says if they need a sub, an extra sub, the player goes down holding his head.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying the neutral doctor should be up to his discretion, so no one can say that, you know.
But if he was faking it, what is the doctor going to come out and say?
Well, that's why he's neutral. That's why he's neutral.
No, I know, but the doctor can't, no doctor is going to come out and say that the patient wasn't, like, didn't have something wrong with them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the doctor can't come out, like, if the player says, I'm seeing spots, there's nothing that the doctor can be like, no, you're not seeing spots. Like, you know what I mean? So it's a sticky field.
But that's because some players might do that, but I think the best professionals would be the ones that want to keep playing.
Yeah.
Like Lloris, he didn't want to come off. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm playing.
Mascherano.
Kramer didn't come off until after. Yeah, Kramer played like a couple more minutes. Yeah, he played a few more minutes. Mm-hmm. If you're a true professional, will want to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think maybe some people will do
like
that.
Robin.
Yeah.
Like,
and bring it back to Roy Keane, he would stay on the...
Exactly.
He would stay on without a leg.
Some players play through the injury. And mm-hmm. It's not good, but and that's why on head injuries, I don't agree that should mm-hmm. happen. But just go quickly to the game. Pretty well tactical game. Very mm-hmm. physical.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth. Number one, Arsenal did not. First time.
They didn't get a shot on goal.
No shot on target.
Yeah, that's
first
crazy.
First time since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Eden Hazard, beautiful, beautiful play to win the penalty.
Yeah.
I love how he takes penalties.
So cool.
Doesn't even look at the ball.
Hey, the commentator called it, eh?
Yeah.
He said his body language says bottom right. And it went bottom right.
But then he kept talking about his technique. And he's saying... And he was...
He doesn't even look.
Because he doesn't look at the ball.
Doesn't look at the ball.
He waits for the goalkeeper to commit. And then he taps it without looking at the ball.
And then I'd like... Okay, this is my dare to Zlatan moment. It was Fabregas and Costa setting up again. Fabregas from like fucking half launches the ball. Costa through Mertesacker and Koscielny just crosses them aside, takes it on his chest. That reminds me, do you know what that reminded me of? Suarez against Newcastle a couple of years ago when Suarez took that ball around Koscielny off his chest and in. Except Costa takes it down off his chest, just chips it over Chesney, and you're up 2-0, you're walking in Wonderland, game, set, and match. It was an amazing. That's my dare to Zlatan moment.
You just did my tactical analysis. There you go.
All right, cool. All right, and we got to start wrapping up here. We're getting on time. We'll go on to the Liverpool match if you're all done with that.
I'm all done.
Liverpool squeak out 2-1 win. Okay, we're talking about penalties not being penalties. I know it's a tough call. Lovren taking down, what's his name, outside the box. And what's the striker's name that's scoring all the goals? Berhino steps up, and that's the penalty kick. Nothing we could do. I really hope Mignolet could have a clean sheet, but he doesn't walk away with one. I was so impressed, guys. I was watching this. We're pressing. We're moving the ball. We came out like it's. I don't know what the team talk was. I don't know what Gerard said, but it's almost like, look, boys, this is where we are. It's like we need this win. If we don't get this win, say bye to top four.
Don't let it slip, guys.
Shut the fuck up. And it was just, I think, a huge, huge win for us. I gotta say, Lallana was my man of the match. The guy, Henderson and Lallana. Henderson runs the entire midfield. Gerard moved into the number 10 role, which I like to see him in an attack, because we brought on Lucas to cover in the midfield when we had to see out the game 2-1. And Chelsea, I can see, like today, I didn't see Arsenal winning at all. I saw Chelsea walking out with a 1-0, 2-0 victory, because they have the confidence to do that. Mourinho can grind out those games. Liverpool can never do it. I'm always nervous when it's where we have a one-goal lead. I don't think that we can do like what you guys do and grind out the result. We did, though. We stayed up 2-1. Henderson, Sterling should have had a penalty. He got brought down in the box. The kid stays up, finds Henderson at the edge, and Henderson curls it in bottom corner. Goes mental. I love Henderson. His passion. He is just proving him every day he's going better and better. He's going to be our heir apparent to Gerard. He's going to be our next captain. I'm super happy. Lovren had an okay game. Skrtel played awesome again. Sacco didn't even make the bench. He's still for walking out the other day when in the match. He walked out before the match was over. And so Brendan Rodgers didn't even include him in the squad. It's good to see Lucas and Henderson in the midfield. Can't wait till Allen comes back, because that's what we need, is that control in midfield. It's good to see Gerard attacking up front again. Ballo gets subbed on for Lambert. Lambert should have had one or two goals. You're smirking at me, I know. But he did the hold-up play really well, which is what we needed. He stayed up there, which is what I think Ballo should be doing. He should be staying up there. He doesn't have to be tracking back. We need to give him that service. And Sterling was a constant threat. Coutinho played great until he got subbed off. And happy with the win. So I think if we continue this form, goddamn this international break. It is the worst time. We play QPR next. We're going to, if we continue this form with Sturridge coming back, Sturridge didn't even make the bench. He's still injured. We're going to wipe the floor with QPR and get in the best of modes that we can for Real Madrid coming up, which I am scared shitless about.
That's after the QPR, right?
Yeah. Real Madrid. And that's then the next time we play at Real Madrid, we play you guys right after. Before we played Chelsea, Real Madrid, but then after this Real Madrid, we play Newcastle, which is a winnable game for us as well.
So, no doubt.
Yeah. Anything else to say?
Actually, about your comment about Balotelli, I really like him. He's a very good deep line forward, man. He connects very well with the midfielders and everything. That's why he comes so deep to pick up the ball.
I know,
just that he needs people to start making runs.
I know, but he's also. He can hold up the ball really well, but he takes the shots from way outside, and he's not getting the service that he needs up there. We need the midfield to be moving more forward, which means that we need Gerard is too slow playing as a defensive midfielder. We need to have Gerard in the number 10 role, and we have to have Allen or Lucas playing behind him.
Really? You would put Gerard over Coutinho in the number 10?
That's the thing. It gets difficult. Where do you play him?
Honestly, like, no. Obviously,
I wouldn't play Gerard every game. I'd sit Gerard.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
and a lot of Liverpool fans want to talk about sacrilege.
Maybe
to talk
you
about.
Just start, you know, doing what we did to Lampard, you know, slowly phasing him out.
Because we got Emery Chan coming in.
Now they're going to be coming back, and you guys need to put him into the game, and Gerard can't play every game.
I know. I agree totally. Anything else? No. I just wanted to know one thing. I was kind of going around. What?
The Newcastle match we got to talk about.
Oh yeah, Newcastle match.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Go. I know I've been talking a lot all day, so better.
I didn't
keep
watch
it
the game.
Short.
Number one,
watch the game, so you gotta give me a.
Let's talk about the banner that Newcastle brought. That banner was
not a Welsh town. Our form in 2014.
Just LLDW, not a Welsh town.
But anyways, Pardew's still our manager, and I can't wait for that to be over. Hopefully, it happens soon. Because we all know it's going to be happening eventually. He's lost the fans. I don't think there's any way he can come back, no matter how well he does. Cisse can't keep it up this whole fucking season, I don't think.
When you have a blog on ESPN FC that you can go to, and it's called, Is Pardew Still Newcastle's Manager? And every day it says yes or no, you know that you're in trouble.
Rivière's stepping it up, though. Rivière's playing well.
He's not getting in the Premier League, really.
Yeah, but he's getting solid, though. He's playing well in Europe, because it's a completely different game. The Premier League is too fast-paced, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta wait. Rivière's gonna be a good player.
But anyways, Wilfred Bony scores the easiest goal of his career on us. Colaccini and Williamson shit in the bed again. They're just being found out every fucking game. A lot of negativity.
It's all right. We can vent it. This is what the podcast is for.
No, I didn't watch.
We're here for you.
Thank fuck for Papis Cisse, ladies and gentlemen, because if it wasn't for him, we'd be dead bottom.
Yeah. Papis Cisse.
But now we're third bottom. Gabriel Obertan on the wing actually had a decent match. He's a Man United reject.
Yeah.
And he's going up the wing, playing wide. That's what we need. Sending balls in. Cisse somehow tipped the one in, which he is my dare to Zlatan because he scored two tippers. One from Sammy Amiobi. Just sticks his leg out, knocks it in.
I saw that. His big ass leg just whoa.
Two classic Cisse goals, just chipping it into him, and he pops it in. But Swansea were really all over us. We just got lucky with Cisse, those crosses. I think Swansea deserved it. But
it's a good result at the Liberty Stadium, though.
Was there a red card in that game? Did Bonnie
no.
get? No, that was
no.
different.
Oh, that was a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I thought they put on that Emery guy. Emnes. And I thought he was, the commentator called him Gomez, and they both have the same long dreadlocks hair. And I was like, that guy doesn't really look like Gomez. And and it turned out to be this Marvin Emnes guy. I was like, well, that's why he looks so different. Wasn't he in Swansea? Yeah. No. same just, hair, exact same hair.
Really? Like, he just came from Middlesbrough. He did just purchase him from Middlesbrough, yeah.
Oh, okay. And is Overton bald?
Yes, okay, it looks like Squidward cool. from SpongeBob.
That's why he does. That's what I remember him for. What it was? Aaron's playing, or
no? He's injured still. CM DeYoung's injured still.
What about Kolbak?
Kolbak was playing, but he had a pretty shitty game. Nothing special. Mm-hmm. Czech Tiote played well. He always is a grinder, but he got a yellow card as always.
How did Ayosa
play?
You almost
always expect a yellow card with Tiote.
How did Ayosa play? I know he came on later.
Who?
Ayosa.
Perez, he only got like five
minutes.
Yeah, not much. He didn't really get many chances.
I wanted to ask you because I was reading up this week. Chick Tiota came out with
said he wants out.
That he wants out, yeah.
Yeah, but then there was
a week
him,
after.
Yeah, he said that it was lost in translation kind of thing.
But Alan Pardew said it's funny how when these players go back to their home countries, everything they say is always lost in translation.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else? 2-2.
No, that's pretty much it. Pardew out, please, Ashley.
Yeah.
Please. I don't want him there anymore. Let's just change it up. We still got a long season ahead of us. Let's
bring in Tony Pulis.
At least, maybe David
Tony
Moyes.
Pulis would
I don't
do well.
Know anybody. I'll take anyone over.
I think Pulis would do quite well. Pulis is a very good manager.
Yeah, Moyes could also. That'd be interesting. Do you think he'd go after the United job? Do you think he'd go to Newcastle this soon?
He's still probably collecting paychecks.
I think he's sitting on a beach and laughing at Louis Van Gaal.
He's still what Di Matteo did. Di Matteo got fired and he's collecting paychecks still.
Yeah.
And then I can't wait for him to get back to the manager.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask what your thoughts on the Bundesliga are for this season. What do you think?
I'm actually liking it. It's been more competitive than last season. Like, obviously, I like to see Bayern destroy, but it's better.
Well, they will.
Yeah, but it's more close, so it's looking good.
Who you think is going to be your challengers?
I still think Leverkusen's doing well. And Dortmund, they're going to get back, but they're going to get back to how they were, because when Royce comes back.
Oh, I know. He's such a magical player.
He says close, though, but Bayern's kind of running away with it, aren't they? They're like 6 points up.
Not yet. They're going to get a little challenged. They're going to have a couple hiccups because... since you're a Bayern fan, what do you think of Pep Guardiola?
I love him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were both... You were saying... Cole was saying that he was sick of people saying he's underrated like you.
I don't say he's underrated. Don't like his philosophy.
What, that you can take a player by the scruff of the neck and train
him
around? No,
I don't like... I honestly was more scared of the Jupp Heynckes Bayern Munich than the Pep Guardiola.
That one, that travel?
The Jupp Heynckes Bayern Munich, which is almost the exact same team that Guardiola has. Almost a couple
changes. I'm just looking at the Bundesliga table here. Hoffenheim in second. Mönchengladbach.
Destruction. Destructive.
Yeah, Heynckes
counter-attacking power. They gave me shivers. Like, they destroyed Barcelona. They made Barcelona look like...
their bitch.
Anyone.
Yeah, it's if Pep wasn't on the market and wasn't already signed, I think Heynckes would have stayed.
I honestly would like to play you guys in the Champions League because I would like to measure, not because I'm being cocky, but like to measure where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good measuring post. Why I want to play Real. I want to see where we are.
I'm going to get destroyed.
I didn't say anything, but...
All right. Well, I guess we can wrap it up here.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. All right. Been another episode of We Call It Soccer. Thanks, Scotty, El Capo, and Cole. Talk to you later. Bye.